My CNC family, join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we just praise your holy name. Lord, you are so amazing and you're so good to us, Lord. This is truly the day that you have made and we are just rejoicing and we're so glad in it. Lord, we thank you that we can rest in you and wait patiently for you because you are so faithful, Lord, and you keep your word, you keep your promises to us, and we're so grateful for that. Lord, we thank you for the wonderful blessings you've given us today, for the master's call, for the founders who said yes to you, Lord. Our Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and our Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you for blessing them into overflow, giving them your full blessing, adding no sorrow to it. Lord, thank you for our master's call family and our artist life family. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, the kings of artists, every single artist distributor and customer. Lord, thank you for the wonderful artist products that you've given us right here on earth as you have it in heaven. Lord, and continue to give our company wisdom and revelation and your insight, Lord. And we just praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for opening up all of our spiritual senses, Lord, our spiritual ears, our eyes, our hearts, everything, Lord, our minds to hear and receive what you have for us, Lord, individually and corporately. And we just love you, Holy Spirit. We just thank you and we just invite you to just come and just have your way with us, Lord. And we just praise you and we thank you that your kingdom comes and your will is done here on this earth as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, again, my name is Rebecca Thomas, greeting you from Snellville, Georgia, and it has been a Jesus joy to do so. Heavenly Hostess, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Rebecca and Minister Gracie. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you so much, you two, for seating and greeting our TMC family this morning on this wonderful Thursday morning with the joy of the Lord in your heart and tagging this day, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him Thursday. We are so thankful for having our young people excited about greeting people in the morning. It is the joy of the Lord that is our strength. Good morning, Master's Call family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Rebecca and Minister Gracie, saying welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. Now, just briefly, if this is your first time on the call, I'm going to just share with you that this call started back in October 2010 by our wonderful dynamic co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, with the scripture saying, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, we are here to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. I will now turn it over to our wonderful, wonderful co-founder and who's going to take it on. She needs no introduction. She is a woman of God who has served as a chaplain in the Army. She is a woman of God who loves people, loves to do God's will, and I introduce to some, present to others, none other than our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Are you there, Dr. P.K.?
Can you hear me this morning?
Yes, I can. Woman of God, take it away.
Good morning, good morning. And again, we say welcome, TMC family, to the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. I want to thank our Minister Rebecca and Minister Gracie this morning, who is full of energy, and definitely our future, for greeting every one of us as we gather this morning to thank God for what he has done, is doing, and will do for his children. As always, our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, is on point. She is our TMC friend for real and our Mississippi queen. And we want you to know that we really love you because you know how to present us Mississippians. Babe and I both were born here in Mississippi. To God be the glory for the great things that he's doing in the life of our own sister and co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I love you dearly. And I want you to just kiss my mother, Josie, there this morning, because I know that she has been praying for us. As we prepare to go into our testimonies this morning, I want to just remind you with the scripture that we are still in the midst of our praying and fasting series. This is not an interruption. It is a continuation of what we are doing for the Lord, because we know without prayer and fasting, many of the things that we are enjoying in life right now, we would not enjoy. So today is a day of celebration, as Babe and I are going to just talk a little bit with you and others about the importance of veterans and those who are willing to put their lives on the line so that we can have the freedom to pray, the freedom, hallelujah, to assemble ourselves in the church, synagogue of our choice. And it is amazing when I think about it, how someone would lift their hand and say, I am commissioned to stand in the gap for those who cannot stand for themselves, bear arms, and go into foreign countries to defend this country, whereby sometimes we would come back and will not receive what we should as freely as we should. But God sees and knows all things. So as we always do, we open up with scripture, giving God the glory, giving him the praise, because without the word, we cannot stand. And so I present to you the man of my dreams, the man who absolutely supports me. He is my soulmate and supporter minister, Lester Wallace Patton, my babe. I'll read our first two scriptures from the New and Old, bringing tying it together for us.
Good morning, TMC family. Good morning, Sister Rebecca, good morning, Minister Gracie, and good morning, Minister Terrell. And good morning, Dr. V, and tell Mother hello as well. We're going to start out this morning with Matthew 6:16-18. Jesus taught, when you fast, do not look sober as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put on oil on your head and wash your face so that you will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who is sees what is done in secret will reward you. Now we're going to go to Revelation 12, 10 and 11. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our Father and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of your brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony and their love for their lives unto the death.
Amen, amen, amen. Now, as we are remembering, I know many of you ate on Memorial Day, went out to the parks and picnics and to the beaches and did a lot of things, but I want to ask you one question. How many of you really stopped to give God thanks for the men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice so that you had the freedom to go out and enjoy your family's friends and do just whatever you chose to do? how many of you turn the plate down the next day in thanks just for a few hours of fasting for those who are putting their lives on the line right now? And furthermore, how many of you are even thinking about fasting and praying for the graces of the world whom we are preparing to carry on in our absence? Because one day we are going to close our eyes and say, it's time for us to get on up out of here. And so as we prepare to go into our testimonies, I would just like for our minister, Tiffany Lauderdale, to come to the front of the line and give us an opening song, because I want to open it up with just praise and giving God thanks for the fact that we live in the country of the brave and the free. That is what we all truly want to be. Minister Tiffany, will you take it away? And then we're going into our testimonies.
Amen. To God be the glory. Dr. PK, are you able to hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me. You've been my all. You hear my call. I love you. I bless you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank you. And I just want to thank you. And I just want to thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, who will wake up out on that West Coast with a voice that can act early in the morning, whatever hour, wake up and bless us with your singing. And stay tuned, because we will be bringing you back. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that we live whereby we can open our businesses with Audience International and go forth to share the news that people don't have to be sick and die, but they can have an alternative to the chemicals that so many people die from because they don't know any better. Thank you, God, that we here have shared, as Minister Brenda Terrell has, with our next speaker, who is going to come forth and introduce to us one of our present soldiers who's standing on the front line supporting this great country in uniform right now. She's also a woman who is the product of Artists International, and also is a woman who absolutely is the greatest supporter of the TMC family, very faithful in spite of the health challenges that she's had. Mother Blackwell, all the way from the sunny state of Florida. We are calling you forth right now so that you can introduce our special guest today, whom we are going to have an opportunity to just interview and ask a few questions. Mother Blackwell, if you would star 6 and come into the queue, we can hear you and you can present this powerful prayer warrior for today.
Good morning.
And I hear you. Come right front and forward.
Yes. Can you hear me just fine?
Yes, ma'am. Just fine. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Good morning, TMC family. It is an honor and a pleasure this morning to be on this call, as always, and to introduce my youngest child, and her name is Atiya Nicole Blackwell, who is also known as Sergeant Atiya Nicole Blackwell in the Armed Forces, and she is stationed in Fort Lofton in Lofton, Oklahoma. And Atiya, if you're on the line, take it away.
Yes. Good morning, Sergeant Atiya. We are so happy that you are here, and I am Chaplain Retired P.K. Roberts. Dr. P.K. Roberts here with you, hosting you this morning. We are so honored that you are on the call today. And I know that you had a praying mama, but I want you to come forward and just share a little bit about what it is you do in the military and how prayer, fasting, and the military has shaped your life. That's a lot to do in 3 or 4 minutes, but you are on. Take it away.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Like my mom said, I'm Sergeant, Staff Sergeant Blackwell. I'm currently a drill sergeant in Fort Sill, Oklahoma, and it's a 2-year tour, and it's very taxing, so before I became a drill sergeant, I was a paratrooper, and I served with special operations, and I've done 2 deployments with those that community. So I've had a very unique experience in the military, doing some very interesting things for our country. So it definitely takes a toll on an individual, and I'd imagine their family. So prayer, with jumping out of airplanes and deploying to foreign countries and operating by yourself or with a small team, I definitely had to turn to my faith to get me through some of those situations. So, and even being the drill sergeant, that's very taxing because you're dealing with so many people and you don't know their life story. So just praying for them and their family and having guidance and wisdom from my maker definitely has helped bring me to and through.
Sergeant Blackwell, we are so, so honored that you would share with, come take time from your busy schedule to come on this morning. Could you tell us how old you were when you came into the military?
I was 21 years old. I've served for 7 years now, so I'm now 28.
Well, the truth of it is, being a staff sergeant at 28 is a major accomplishment, and I am so, so grateful. Many people hear you say drill sergeant. I know what drill sergeant is. I know what special operations mean and that sort of thing. Could you just take a moment to share what you do for the other soldiers as a drill sergeant, a little bit about your responsibilities there? Won't have you to talk about special ops because of the secrecy and the privacy of those missions, but I do want you to just share a little bit about your 2 deployments, and then we're going to end that this morning.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll start with a drill sergeant because that's probably the easiest. Everyone's pretty much seen a movie about a drill sergeant. It's just taking a regular civilian and taking them through the transformative process of becoming a soldier. So we're teaching them everything from drill and ceremony, like how we march, how we rifle marksmanship, so how to shoot a weapon, essentially, how to handle a weapon. We teach them combatives, and we do PT with them to get them ready for the physical demands of warfare. And then as far as my deployments go, I've gone to Afghanistan and done missions there, helping to transfer over the security responsibilities back to the host nation, which would be the Republic of Afghanistan. And I've gone also to South America. And that's pretty much all I can say about the South America one.
Oh, okay. I can remember when I deployed to Desert Storm, and when I landed over there, I looked out the window and said, God, I know that you are not taking me. This has to be just an exercise. This can't be for real. Mm-hmm. And it is quite an experience to have gone through something like that. But I am so thankful that you are there for us. And as a drill sergeant, I would say that from a chaplain's perspective, when I have observed you all, I say that you are giving our new soldiers life-saving skills so that when they are, or if they have to be on the front line, they will know how to react. And you as a drill sergeant and your responsibilities really are the backbone. You drill sergeants are the backbone, I say, of the military. And so those are awesome, awesome responsibilities. Now, I must ask you, have you used any of our artist products?
I have. My mom sends them to me. Or every time I go home to Florida, she definitely loads me up with a few. So the Noni juice and, oh, I can't remember exactly which one it is.
That's okay. You don't have to remember.
It's the mango seed.
I know.
One. It's delicious, and I definitely take it.
Okay. I know that as my son would come home, I have a son who served 12 years in the military as well. And one thing that I always do is load him up with whatever natural products I'm using, because I say, you got to stay strong. Your system has to stay strong. Okay, Mother Blackwell, is there anything you want to say about your awesome daughter this morning as we close this and go right into our next portion?
Without being too careful, I would like to say I am so proud of you. And I love you very much.
Thank you, Mommy. Love you, too.
Love you so. Love you very much. At this time, we have other people that we would like to acknowledge. I'd just like for Mother Oliver to just say hello this morning, because it is the prayer warriors that keep us strong on the field. And Mother Oliver, a voice of 102, we always want you to have an opportunity to just say, if nothing else, hello. We talked earlier and you said, I haven't been in the military, but you all know what? At her age, she was not allowed to be in the military. Mother Oliver,
yes.
Come into the queue and just say hello to us this morning.
Hello, everyone. God is so good. He brought me this far in life. Well, 102, I give him the praise, the glory, and the honor. And I thank all of you, just as sweet and kind and nice as you can be, and stay that way. Do the right thing. Tell
Mother
the truth.
Oliver,
yes.
We love you. We thank God for you. And we are so happy that you were there praying for us then, and you are here praying for us now. As we close today, we are going to have Miss Tiffany to come and give us just a little verse of the song, and then Brenda, come forth and give us abbreviated prayers and testimony. I mean, prayers and announcement. Tiffany?
I'm here, Dr. PK. Can you
hear
me?
Yes, just a little bit.
Praise
of
God.
Song. Yes.
I am a living testimony. I could have been dead and gone, but Lord, you let me live on. I am a living testimony. And I thank the Lord I'm still alive. And I thank the Lord I'm still alive.
Amen, amen. We get to go on with these testimonies. And I had Miss Willa to talk about her son lining up and my husband to talk about his brothers, because he had seven brothers and five, but we have run out of time. And I want you all to know that you need to share your testimonies so that others will be strong in the Lord. And the more you share your testimony, the stronger you are as well. Minister Brenda, will you come and give us our prayers for the people who have called in during the week, and give us a couple of our announcements.
Praise God, praise God. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, holy and gracious Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to say thank you. Thank you for the service of so many around our country, such as Atia, Lord God. Thank you for Dr. PK. Thank you for all those, Lord, who put their lives on the line for our well-being. We glorify you, Father, because you gave your very own son, Jesus Christ. And we thank you. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, because of the finished works of Calvary, we decree and declare that everyone on our prayer list that has been diagnosed with some health challenges, we decree and declare that they are healed by the blood of the Lamb. We glorify you, Father, for your resurrection power that's instilled in each and every one of us. And so, Father God, we are asking that you comfort those that are going through trying times with their bereavement. We glorify you, Father, for you are God and God alone. And we thank you, Lord God, for every good and perfect gift that comes from you. From this day forward, we will be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you for all those that have been participated in this session, oh God, this meeting, this prayer line, Lord God. And we ask that you bless their going out, bless their coming in from this day forth, even forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I tell you, it's definitely been a blessing to hear the testimonies and the blessings of others that have shared. And thank you, Minister Tiffany. You took me out with that "I have a testimony." To God be the glory. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you feel led to be a part of this blessed ministry, please get with us by sending the information to info@themasterscall.net, as well as your prayer requests and praise reports. And also make sure that you join with us even tomorrow, where you can verbally give your prayer requests and praise reports. We have the new morning motivational call with Testimonial Thursday coming up next. 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. Thank you so much, Minister Rebecca, for seating and greeting everyone this morning, Minister Gracie. And thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts, for such a wonderful call this morning. Thank you all, and Ms. Atia, for your service. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. And thank you, Brother Lester, for sharing the wonderful scripture for this morning. We love you all, and you have a wonderful day. Back to you, Dr. PK, to close us out.
All righty. As we close today, I just want you all to know that I love you so much, and I'm so looking forward to hearing you over on the MMC call, shouting out what you have in your cup. God bless you. Go out and live a super fantastic day as the anointing of God rests up on you and give you the courage to open your mouth and share the goodness that he allow you to experience on a daily basis. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.